Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game.
Life will only give you one year. That's where my brothers, we
all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, ready to read. And today is Friday, March the 10th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show set up for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to jump right back in with part two of spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence or spiritual maturity. The English word spirit comes from the Latin word spiritus, which means breath. So spirit is both the breather and the breath. That is the underlying non-physical aspect of what you call life. Let's understand. Spirit, my anointed brother, spirit, my educated sister, is the thing that animates the body or animates the life. Spiritus is that Latin word that gives us the English word spirit. So we're talking about that intelligence that is non-physical. It is a spiritual intelligence. Now, the word intelligence comes from the Latin word intelligenital. So it is genitals that are intelligent. Intelligenita means enter, which means to go into or to go between. It actually means to literally choose between. So spiritual intelligence means to choose between the ego or the spirit. Spiritual intelligence scripturally means something that is not my will, but thy will. Spiritual intelligence, my brother, spiritual intelligence, my sister, is this ability to choose between the different wills, your will or his will, super consciousness or spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence, my brothers and sisters, literally means that you decided to live according to a mindset of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. You decide to live from the inside out instead of from the outside in. Spiritus, spiritual intelligence. So yesterday we were breaking down Hebrews 6:1. We want to make sure that we continue so that way you can understand the importance of Hebrews 6:1. Because, my brothers and my sisters, that's the foundation of spiritual maturity. So Hebrews 6:1 tells us to go on past. To go on past, as we talked about yesterday. Now, that's difficult because a lot of people can't. And the reason that you can't is because staying in the basic realm is a part of what I talked about in my evening show. It's a feel-good mechanism. It releases dopamine and serotonin. So the basic levels is a coping mechanism. So it's a great one. It's an awesome coping mechanism, but unfortunately, it doesn't allow you to transcend. Meaning it doesn't allow you to move on. Meaning it's just that. It's just a coping mechanism. It allows you to cope. But we're not just trying to cope. We're trying to go on to perfection. We're trying to move on to spiritual maturity. So spiritual maturity, again, is how you develop this ability to, again, choose between your will and his will. So spiritual intelligence is the ability to choose between the ego and the higher self. Now, it's important, my brothers and sisters, because in order to be successful in life, you must have that attribute. In order to be successful in life, you must have that attribute. In order to be successful in life, you must have that attribute. What attribute? That ability to choose between thy will and your will. So, unfortunately, most people don't understand that definition. And because they don't understand that definition, they spend their whole life chasing the white rabbit. They just chasing their tail. They just go round and round and round and round in circles because they think that I'm doing what is called double speak. Many people don't listen. They hear, but they don't listen. What does that mean? That means if you listen, just like the Bible says in one verse, it says God has not given us a spirit of fear. Then another verse in Proverbs, it says that the spirit of fear, that fear is the beginning of all wisdom. So which one is it? God, did he give us a spirit of fear? Or is fear the beginning of wisdom? Well, it actually is very simple because some knucklehead decided to mistranslate the basic text and put the word fear. There's five Greek words for every English word. So every time you say an English word, it could have five different definitions. Five. Those are the five dimensions that I've been discussing about. Those are the five levels that I have inside of my book, Effective Coping Mechanism. So let me make sure you are understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth in order for you to cope with the stress in a healthy way. Because all you're doing is you're changing one box out for another box. I don't care how great your box is. The entire subject of coping, the entire subject of life, the entire field of religion and spirituality, the entire practice of health, wealth, wisdom, and relationship is a freaking coping mechanism. Everything on this freaking earth This is a fallen planet, brother. This is a fallen planet. This is a Luciferian construct. There is none righteous, no, not one. So why are we still debating over non-issues? When are we going to go on to spiritual maturity? That's what the Bible is asking you. That's what I'm asking you today. You keep telling me and you keep talking about grapes. You take out one grape and you give me another grape. And you tell me this grape is better than the previous grape. It's still a freaking grape. This is one big, giant coping mechanism. I don't give a rip what spiritual guru you go to. So you leave one guru and you go to another one. You leave one course, you go to another one. You read one book and you go to another one. It's just one freaking big book. You're still inside the book. Psychological coping mechanism, spiritual coping mechanism, sociological coping mechanism, biological coping mechanisms. It's all coping mechanisms. Now, I'm concerned because of the fact that our inability to grasp the concept of the fact that you are inside of one big coping mechanism. And so until you get outside of the body, you're coping. So you can do exactly what Paul did. He said that, man, I want to be outside of this body. I'm ready to leave this body. But nevertheless, for your sake, so now what do? I use my ability to understand that this is a coping mechanism to help people. But it's still a coping mechanism. So I'm not fighting against the prick. I'm not trying to do something that cannot be done. I understand that I'm going to remove stress, not manage it. But I'm going to remove stress with a coping mechanism. It's still a freaking coping mechanism. So I'm not trying to not cope. The only way you can't cope is when you're dead. When you drop this dirt suit. So unless you're ready to put a bullet in your head, I highly recommend that you get past this elementary school stuff. What is elementary school? Everything that you're talking about. What are you talking about? Everything on earth. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Friendship with this world. Now, is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that's not in this world? If so, call me, 210-290-5927. I want to find out what world you live in because I want to go there. If you are able to live in this world and not be in this world, then we need to talk. Now, that should bother you a little bit. Why should that bother you a little bit? That should bother you a little bit because what that does is it taps into a core mechanism. What does that mean? That means that there's a core imprint that we have. It's called the ego. Now, remember, the definition of the word spirit means breath. It means both the breather and the breath. So not only does God give you the breath, God breathes for you. He is the breather and the breath. That means you don't do nothing. Now, let me say that again. God is the breather and the breath. So I'm doing this. I'm breathing. That's God. Now, my nose that allows breath and air to come in, that's God. So can I take credit for any of those things? No, I can't. God is the breather and God is the breath. So what do I do? If God gives me the nostrils to take in oxygen, and if God is oxygen, so that's what the word spirit means. So I'm a spirit, that's God, basically, that has possession of a soul, that's intelligence. So my job is to use my soul, choose between. The word intelligence means to choose between. So intelligence means I'm going to choose between a higher vibration and a lower vibration. That's my job. The word intelligence means I'm going to choose between two wills, my will, God's will. God's will is what? Breath. God is the breath. God is the breather. God is the breath. God is the breather. God is in you, operating and vibrating as you, manifesting himself through you. So when I say, do you not know that ye are gods, and people lose their minds and they blow their cookies? It's because they don't understand what I'm saying. Just like when people read in Timothy where it says God has not given us a spirit of fear, then they read in Proverbs where it says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, people blow their cookies. Because they don't understand that God is five-dimensional. They don't understand that God rules all five dimensions. They don't understand that one English word got five different definitions. And so you can talk to people that are non-entities, meaning that they are organic portals. Those people are sent into your life to F up your life. Now, if you get into a freaking debate with a non-entity, exactly like it says in Proverbs, when you lower yourself to debate with a fool, you become a fool. Now, I'm not calling you a fool. I'm just telling you to do foolish stuff because you're wasting your freaking time debating with fools. So if you ask foolish questions, you get foolish answers. You should be a little pissed off. I'm pissed off. So I want you to be pissed off. So why would I want you to be pissed off? Because I need you to stop majoring in the minors. I need you to leave. Leave. Leave foolishness. Leave it alone, man. Why are y'all wasting your time, me too, with non-issues? What are non-issues? Hebrews 6:1. We spent an hour talking about it yesterday. Leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Leave it. Why are you still debating people, man? Why are you still asking questions about the basics? We're trying to go on to maturity. Spiritual intelligence is the ability to understand that God is in me. People say that God don't exist. You think I'm going to argue with some idiot that they're talking about God don't exist? Then people are going to debate about the definition of God or the name. You think I'm going to waste my time? I did that, man. I wasted enough time already. So what should we be doing? We should be moving on. Just like the scripture tells us today, we should develop spiritual intelligence. What is spiritual intelligence? Spiritual intelligence means I choose to vibrate on a higher level. I choose to. Nobody's making me do this. I choose to. So I choose to vibrate on a higher level. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence, I choose to exercise and to understand the structure of my emotion that occurs through observing my physical feelings, my location, and my body. And I choose to manifest within my body the principles of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I choose that. I don't allow somebody to choose it for me. I choose it. I don't need no Reverend Dr. Bishop or no gurus. I understand emotional channeling. I understand how to activate my chakras. I understand how to meditate. I understand how to vibrate. I understand how to increase my spiritual enlightenment. And I understand that the wages that I wage in or the war or the frequency that I engage in is a level of what is called frequency consciousness, and that I can shift my frequency consciousness at any point from peace to violence. This, I control my thoughts. Thoughts come in. The gate of my mind is the portal that allows me to change my energetic dimensions, just like the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 and Hebrews 6:1. So I can choose to focus on the basic teachers. I can come on the show and I can talk about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I can choose to do that or to exercise spiritual maturity, and I can choose to go on to perfection. That's what it says in the Helios Biblios. That's what I choose to do today. And I invited you along to listen. Now, what I am doing right now is engaging in what is called, again, verbal judo. Now, verbal judo is spiritual judo. What does that mean? That means I am saying words that is violating your spiritual essence. That means that when you listen to me, you listen to me and you get a little irritated. And the reason that you're getting irritated because it's forcing you to choose between vibrating higher or vibrating lower. The word intelligence means I got to make a choice. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. That's what you got. The only power you got is free will. To choose between doing it your way or God's way. That's it. That's the only decision that you have to make today. Everything else that you're doing is a waste of your time. You're dividing on whether his name is Jesus or Yahushua, waste of time. You are debating issues that are non-issues. Hebrews 6:1 in the New Living Translation says, let us stop. I'm asking you today, please, stop. I'm begging you to stop. I'm asking you to stop because what you're doing is your intelligence is sabotaging your spirituality. You are so smart and so intellectual that your intelligence is getting in the way of you becoming spiritually mature. Your intelligence is getting in the way of your ability to be spiritually mature. Your analytical skills, you are so analytical You are so intellectually astute that you're sitting here right now listening to me, and you're analyzing the words that I am saying while you're neglecting the frequency that I am on. And if you don't choose between the frequency instead of majoring in listening and finding words to debate me on, and to find every time I say a word that doesn't resonate, you stop listening, you turn off, and you want to debate that word that pissed you off. I'm suggesting that you look at my intention, not focusing on the words that I say, but try to tune in. That's what the word atonement means. Attunement means I'm talking about in my 7 o'clock show, that you tune in into the frequency that I am on. And then once you tune into the frequency that I am on, the words that I say don't bother you. And you don't get intellectually caught up in words, because now you've jumped in the river or the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. And once you do that, then you leave the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ. You leave it. And then you go on to, we talked about yesterday, perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. Now, originally I was going to go through each one of these foundations, but then I would be doing the exact same thing that I'm telling you not to do. So I'm not going to do that today. So this was going to be a long 7-part series where I was going to go through each one of the things, the basics, so that way if you don't have the basics, you can get them. Because a lot of people listen to my voice, they don't have the basics, and so now they are debating over the basics because they don't know the basics. But I'm not a basics. There are other preachers out there that you can listen to T.D. Jakes, you can listen to Creflo Dollar, you can listen to Joel Osteen. There's a plethora of preachers out there who teach the basics. That's not my calling. So I'm not going to get manipulated by the enemy to go outside of my lane, and I have no power. Now, I used to want to be all things to all people. But after getting my ass whooped a few times, I figured it out that I'm going to stay in my lane. And my lane is a lane of spiritual maturity. So what does that mean, my brother? What does that mean, my sister? Well, if we go back to Hebrews, and if we don't go over the basics of perfection, of not laying again the foundation of dead works, I'm sorry, the foundation of repentance. So first of all, you need to have the doctrine of Christ. If you don't got that, I have especially if you're part of the Clarinomics, let me know. I'll send you my basic teachings that I did on the word movement and the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Next, laying again the foundation of repentance. If anybody doesn't understand what the foundation of repentance means, again, email me and I will send you all my teachings on the foundation of repentance. Now, the foundation of the word re means to turn, is the word metanoia. Everybody right now that listens to the sound of my voice has paranoia. That's why you listen to my show and you get fear. Fear means that you are paranoid. Now, para, again, means to pair up with, noia means mind. That means that your mind is paired up with something that's different from my mind. Metanoia, now again, I'm not teaching this. I just need you to understand this part of the basics. The word, again, let me get it for you in the original text, because you need to break this down. Hang on a second, let me pull it up, because this is very, very, very important. If you don't have the basics, you can't go on to maturity. So there are some people that are asking questions in the basics because they never got it. Now, for you, I apologize to you because I'm saying stuff that's aggravating you, and you really don't know. So if you don't have the basics of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, or you did what I did on January 1st of 2009, I threw away the basics. I said, I don't need them no more. I said the basics were not true. I said that this is all a lie, and I started from scratch. And I told the big G, if you don't show me the truth, I'm going to go hang out with Lucem Farr. I know at the end, you know, may not end up good for me, but while I'm here, if I'm going to hell, I'm going with gasoline drawers on. I'm not going to be on the edge, teeter-tottering. If I'm going there, I'm going to be the first one in line. I'm going to bust the doors wide open. If I'm going to be the bad guy, oh, yeah, I'm going to be the bad guy. If I'm going to the club, I'm going to the club and turning that out. If I'm going to the strip club, I'm going to the strip club. I'm going to make it rain, and I'm going to walk out there with that, with the baddest stripper in there. In other words, if I'm going to be a bad guy, it's not going to be I'm not going to be an accidental bad guy. If I'm going to be the bad guy, I'm going to knowingly be the bad guy. And I'm going to violate every freaking thing like I did. When I was the bad guy, I purposely violated every scripture that I could freaking find because I wanted to purposely prove that God didn't exist. And every scripture I violated, I just got more love back. So when people tell me that there is no God and there is no this, that, and that, I know they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because I know what I did. I didn't read about it in a book. So when I should have been dead, I got love. So God did not, all this karma crap that people are talking about, God didn't do that for me. Now, maybe he did it for you. I don't know. But the God that I serve, the big G, man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. He saw my heart. He knew I was confused. He knew I was lost. And he didn't return. God said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to his children who ask? So I'm challenging anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice to ask, seek, and knock. I dare you, I triple dare you to get on your knees, stand up, go into your closet, go outside, stand on your head. I don't give a beep what you do. But I triple dare you to ask, seek, and knock. Don't do no fancy words, man. Don't go freaking read no book. Don't get no mantra. Don't take no freaking this, that, or the other. You don't need none of that crap. What you need is a freaking pure heart. What you need is clear intentions. And I triple dare anybody that are serious. See, God knows you fake. The universe knows that you're not serious. The universe knows that you're looking for a gimmick and you're looking for a gadget. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, you're going to get to a point in your life and you're going to be tired of being tired. You're going to be tired of chasing the rabbit. And you're just going to say, just like I did on January the 1st of 2009, I don't know. There's a bunch of fairy tales, make-believe. Do I believe that they burned the books in Alexandria? Do I believe in, you know, this God or that God? This is a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. We live in a world where the truth is hidden. People slap you upside your head and they hide their hands. That's the world we live in. So, God, if you are real, like you claim you are, then you need to find me because I can't find you. I've been looking, and everywhere I looked, it was just another freaking box. I'm tired. So, if you are real, that means that you can get to me. So I need you. I'm asking, like you said to do. You said boldly come to the throne. I'm boldly coming to the throne. You said that if, now, when I pray, this is how I pray. I pray God's words back to him because God says he honors his word. He said nothing about honoring mine. So he honors his own words. So I say, God, you said in your word that you've been old and you've been young, and you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they see begging bread. I feel forsaken, and I feel like I'm begging bread. So then I feel like I'm righteous. So that means that your word is not true. Pray that prayer. Guarantee you your life will change. Guarantee. If you say to God, God, you said in your word, no weapon formed against me will prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. You said that I've been justified. You said I've been glorified. You said I've been sanctified. I don't fail. You said I'm an ambassador of Christ. You said I'm a royal priest. Pray God's word back to God. Watch what happens. That's spiritual intelligence, brother. That's spiritual intelligence. Don't play, man. Don't be doing this repeat. Don't regurgitate what some other fool said. Man, go to God real. Get out of your fake self and be authentic. Man, stop playing. This is serious business. This is your life. You know what bothers you. So if it bothers you, then you tell God, and God will answer you. I guarantee you he'll answer you. He's not a respecter of person. Now, I don't know this weak jellyback God that everybody else served that don't answer prayers. I've never had a prayer that I prayed that was not answered. Sometimes no answer is an answer. But see, God knows your intellectual intelligence because it's based upon your emotional response, meaning your emotional attunement or atonement. What does that mean? Right now, I'm speaking with a lot of emotion. So right now, God is hearing me. I was telling a client yesterday, you know when I pray? When I do my shows. That's when I pray. Because I get emotional. Like right now, I'm freaking very emotional right now. What does that mean? That means that I'm freaking tuned in. That means I'm on the freaking frequency. That means all of heaven, all of the angels right now, if I could see them, I could look up right now, and there's a plethora of angelic beings, because they say, oh, hey, somebody's tuned in to the God frequency. There's a God kind on the line. So all of heaven right now is watching and listening to what we are saying right now. Why? Because we're on God's frequency, and God honors his frequency above anything. So when you get on the frequency that God's on, that spiritual intelligence, brother, that spiritual intelligence, you don't need no books. You don't need no damn tapes. You don't need nothing. There ain't no freaking specific words you got to say. You got to have no damn smoke, no sage. You don't need no salt. You don't need no stars. You don't need no chicken blood. You don't need none of that. Those are all freaking distractions designed to keep you from getting to the true God. And God put that stuff out there just to see if you need a crutch. Because, see, many people worship crutches. Many people do what I used to do. See, I used to worship. I wasn't worshiping God. I was worshiping the act of worship. I'm telling you that the spiritual field, the spiritual realm, is filled with spiritual landmines. And you stepping on them and you getting blown the hell up. Because you are seeking stuff. You are seeking gimmicks. You are seeking tools. You are seeking mantras. You are seeking mechanisms. When you strip, now, what was you born with? Whatever you were born with, that's what you use to get to God. So let me ask the question again. In your mother's womb, what did you use to communicate with God? Yeah, whatever you did in the womb, that's what you do outside the womb. Because the womb is the tomb. So, again, the womb is the tomb for angelic beings. So when angels die, they come down to a womb because the womb is the tomb. It allows you to come into this realm, this dirt suit. And you put a dirt suit on because up there, for whatever reasons, you wasn't tuned in. So the boy said, well, this fool's not listening. We're going to encase him. According to Jude 6, we're going to chain him up in darkness until he decides to listen to me. And so you stay down here, chained, according to Jude 6, in darkness that you call your DNA. Look at the DNA. It looks like a freaking chain. And so you are chained. Your spirit. Now, God says, I am spirit. He didn't say he created spirit. God says, I am spirit. So spirit in Latin means spiritus, which means breath. It means the breather, and it means the breathe. It means the breath and the breather. That's God. So that means that I have a piece of God that's inside of my soul. So God said, here you go, son. Let me give you this. Whew. And he blew the breath of life, and I became a living soul. So God gave me, he loaned me his breath. He put it inside of my soul. So now I am a soul that have a spark of God in it. That's what I say now, but that's what I mean when I talk about God kind and God class. If you couldn't do this, you're not in the God class. But since you can do this, that means that you're in. And then the next evidence is voice, or void, the ability to do this, what I'm doing right now, speak, to call those things that are not as though they were. That puts you in the God class. Another thing, the ability to create, to be a co-creator with the creator. This is spiritual intelligence. What I am doing right now is co-creating with the creator. I am doing an incantation. So that way, I am using my incarnation to do an incantation to result in an incarceration. So if I'm going to be in prison, and according to the scriptures, it says that you're a slave, prison, you're going to be a slave to righteousness, right standing, or you're going to be a slave to sin, wrong standing. What's your two choices you got today? Intelligence. What does the word intelligence mean according to the Latin? The word intelligence is intelligenta, which means between. It means to choose, to pick, to read between. It literally means choosing between. So right now, you get to choose between God's will. Those are the only options you got, brother. Those are the only options you got, sister. Now, everybody else doing all this other bullshitness, that's called distractions. Now, I'm got off the treadmill of distractions. I recommend you do the same thing. Get on the treadmill of choosing between. Am I going to do what I want to do, or am I going to do what God has called and gifted me to do? And you say, Brother Will, I don't know what God has called and gifted me to do. That's the reason for today's show. That's why I'm here. It is my job to give you a Dear Canary Report, or to assist you with understanding what God's will is for your life. Everything else is a distraction. So that's why Hebrews 6:1 says, and that's why I preference that for the last 20 years. That's the foundation of my ministry. God is a five-dimensional God. That means that you can contact him on any one of those five. You got five phones. Now, the breastplate of righteousness in the Old Testament was actually a spiritual telephone. Each stone represents a amplifier or an amplification technique. Back in the Old Testament, they needed techniques because God only gave his, and then he took it back. All through the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came upon somebody, they did great things, and then it left. Now, we got the Spirit without measure. That means that Jesus says, hey, I got to leave, so that way the Holy Spirit can come. It's called the Comforter. In the Old Testament, Samson, remember the story, Samson? The Spirit of God came upon him, he slew a thousand Philistines, and then poof, it left. But you, the Spirit of God came upon you, and it stayed. That means you can do great exploits all day, every day, 24-7, 365. So what excuse you got? The devil knows that. He knows that you can do it. He knows that you have the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and outpower the enemy. He knows that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He knows that God has given you dunamis power. He knows that you, my brother, are an ambassador of Christ. You represent God's kingdom here on earth. He knows that. But you don't. So he gets you to major in the minor, so that way you're never effective. You spend all day talking about the basic principles of Jesus Christ and him crucified, and you never go on to perfection. Now, we talked about the word perfection, so please listen to part one. So we're not going to talk about laying again the foundation of metanoia. Now, the word repentance in English comes from the Greek word
Strong's G, 3341, metanoia. Metanoia.
Metanoia, M-E-T-A, meta, noia, N-O-I-A, metanoia, it means a change of mind. So the word repent means a purpose that has been formed or something that has been done. So it means I'm going to change my purpose. So brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that you understand what I just said. You need to change because right now you're paranoid. The whole earth is. There is nobody on earth that's not. Now, I know you think that you are the exception to the rule. But the mere fact that you're listening to this show and you have a thought that says, is Brother Will for real? Or is Brother Will just blowing smoke up my butt? Right now, if you look at the definition of the word paranoia, now, the Greek word metanoia is what you should have. That comes from God. Paranoia comes from the anti-God. Paranoia is a mental disorder characterized by systematic delusions of the projection of a personal conflict. Right now, you're hostile because there are certain things, maybe not today, but you get a message from me, you get a book from me, or you get something from somebody, and it says something that bothers you. And so you text me, or you call me, or we do a one-on-one. You say, Brother Will, I got a problem with what you said, bro. Really? What's the problem? The word paranoia means madness in the Greek. Para, madness, para, and gnosis. If you go to dictionary.com, which I highly recommend, go down to the very bottom of the page where it says word origin and history of the word. So you need the definition that's back in 1811, not the new definition. It means mental derangement, madness. Paranous, it means to tie a noose around your brain. It means mental illness. It means freaking insane. It means you are beside yourself. That's why I posted on Facebook, when are we going to go beyond the veil? Everybody's freaking paranoid. How do you know? Go out into the world today. People got all kind of shiznits to try to protect themselves. From what? They're paranoid. They don't trust nobody. Now, I am the number one. I'm not talking about something like that, but I'm suspicious of everybody. I don't like people. Now, I'm working on it because I understand that you can't get to the Father if you're scared of him. So everything produces fear inside of you. That's madness. That's the number one sign that you're under the control of the cosmic rotor. Paranoid. The Bible says we don't need to do that again. We already did that. Metanoia means I'm going to change my mind from being suspicious of everybody, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil. I'm not going to respond to fear. I'm not going to respond to stress. That's why I say you got a coping mechanism. I don't have one. That's why I'm teaching the class. You say, well, doctor, what do you mean? That means that as the witches tell me every day, we can't read you. We can't pick you up in the spirit realm. That means that I'm neutral to what? Stimuli. But I'm not neutral to love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I'm neutral to negative shiznits. Call me and say, doc, I'm a drive by your house tonight and light it up. Okay, I'm going to leave the lights on for you. Is that going to induce fear inside my brain? Not at all. Because I'm not scarred. I've been there, done that already, got the t-shirt. Now, I used to be paranoid, but I'm not paranoid anymore. So, in other words, in order to go on to perfection, you got to get rid of paranoia. You need to replace paranoia with metanoia. I have the show. If anybody needs it, email me, and I'll send you the show. Next thing we need to do is we need to go on past dead works. Now, I'm not going to waste time breaking this down, but I just need to make sure you understand dead works. Now, again, everybody know what dead means. Unfruitful. Doesn't grow. Works.
Strong's G, 2041. Ergon.
Ergon. Have you ever heard of aeronomics in the workplace? You know how you adjust your chair so that way it's aeronomically correct? So the word ergon, we need to move past dead business. It means business. It means the thing that you are occupied with. It means whatever undertaking you have. It means an enterprise, an undertaking. It means a product, service, or information. It means an act or a deed. It means anything that you're working on. The Bible says, if you got something that you're doing that's dead, don't do that no more. Now, everybody I know got dead works. That means you go to a job that you hate. Now, I don't recommend you just go and quit your job, but I do recommend that you find a job that's not dead. Now, you should be asking the question, well, Brother Will, you broke down the word works, but you didn't break down the word dead. So I'm doing something that's dead. What does dead mean?
3498, necros. Necras.
Necras. Necras. Dead means no breath. So if you are doing something that ain't got no spirit in it, brother, if you're doing something that ain't got no spirit in it, sister, it is dead. Dead means, now definition of the word spirit means, from the Latin spiritus, it means the breath. It means the blower of the breath and the taker of the breath. So spirit means that God is going to put life in, and then he's going to give that life the ability to live. It means the breather and the breath. So if you go to a job and it doesn't give you breath, again, necros means spiritually dead. It means destitute of life. It means it doesn't recognize and is not devoted to God. Now, God is inspiritus. That means inspiration. So if you're involved with anything in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom in relationship that doesn't inspire you, that means in spirit, it doesn't put no breath in you, it's devoid, that means that it's departed, that means it's destitute of life, that means it doesn't animate you, it doesn't make you feel like you just drunk 8 cups of coffee in the morning. Next, might be time to move on. So the Bible says, we're not doing that anymore. We're not teaching it. I'm not going to promote it. I'm not going to promote dead works. I'm not going to promote the foundation of repentance. I'm not going to promote paranoia. I'm going to promote metanoia. I'm not going to promote the doctrine of Christ. Christ, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That means I'm not going to tell you, hey, Brother Blank, I got an office for you that doesn't give you life. It doesn't give you breath. It doesn't inspire you. What I want you to do is I want you to go I want you to take copies of, you know, my business card. I want you to stand on the corner of 5th and Main, and I want you to pass out cards that say, hey, tune in to Dr. Will Rogers' show. Now, does that inspire you? No, Brother Will, that doesn't inspire me. That's okay, dog. I want you to do it anyway. Don't do it. Why? That's an office that you ain't got no power in. So I could teach the basic teachings that I'm talking about today. But does that inspire me? Telling you about it, but you won't find me writing no 500-page book on the subject. You won't find me doing no series on it. Because that's not my calling. That's not my lane. But somebody else, man, keeps them up late at night. They get up early in the morning. Because what? They want to teach the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and them crucified. They want to teach the perfect foundation of repentance. They want to teach about dead works and of the faith towards God. Now, notice that your faith, pistis, pistuo, and pytho. Don't have time to break it down, but I just need you to understand that the word faith is directed towards something. It's not faith in faith like I was taught in the faith movement. Now, that's a whole teaching that I used to teach that I thank God I don't teach no more. Because why? It didn't have no spirit in it. But the word faith, one of the five Greek words that gives us this English word faith, is pistis. Now, pistis means a conviction, not condemnation. So you do something wrong and people tell you, man, you are idiot.
Strong's G, 4102, pistis. Pistis.
Pistis means conviction of the truth of a thing. Conviction, not condemnation. It means a strong belief. Strong. Pistis, my brother. Pistis, we'll get the English word faith. It means that you have a certain strong belief or understanding of something. So that means I should have a certain assurance. I should have a certain consistency. I should certainly have a certain moral credence. I should have a certain moral conviction. Nowhere is the word condemnation mentioned. Nowhere. But everybody got condemnation. Nobody got conviction. The Bible says don't do that no more. So my strong conviction, it says faith towards, that means it should be in the direction of God. So if your faith is in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships, that's the effect. What causes me to be wealthy? God. What causes me to be healthy? God. What causes me to be wise? God. What causes me to have a great relationship? God. Okay, but Will, that is awesome, dude. Who to believe is God? Okay, let's see what the Greeks got to say about it.
Strong's G, 2316. Theos. Theos.
Theos, or theos. It means little g or little genus. Now, let me make sure you can oscillate around what I just said. God, counsel, interest, God, goddess or God, a general name of deities or divinities, Godhead. Let me say it again. Strong Concordance number G, 2316. Little g. So what you got on this planet? Little g. I don't do little G's. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So when you see the word God in the Helios Biblios, it means a significant rending other than the counted one. Who's the counted one? Now, I don't have time. I've already done this down, broken this down already in the previous series. If you need that series, email me. I'll send you the series on the little G's. And the counted one, God's representative or viceroy, vice regent, magistrate or judge. Judges chapter 10, verse 6. As I've said on a plethora of shows, if you want to know who the little G's are on this earth that you serve, and you've been controlled and believe that those are the big G. Now, everybody is, the Bible, even myself included. I'm not above and beyond manipulation. I've been manipulated so much, I just got tired of being manipulated. So on January 1st of 2009, I said, I ain't been manipulated no more. I'm sorry. I'm out. They said, no, I'm not sorry. Well, Brother Will, how did you get in this position? How am I under the control of the Cosmogrator? Judges, chapter 6, verse 10. Let's read verse 9. Let me show you how you got where you are. Brothers and sisters, there's a foundation of your paranoia. Judges chapter 6 verse 9. Please write that down. Judges chapter 6 verse 9. I delivered you from the hands of the Egyptians. That represents bondage. And from the hands of your oppressors. What is the three-step process to demonic possession? Oppress. Depress. Possess. You've been in all three. Guaranteed. I don't even have to know who you are. Because if you're on earth, you have been oppressed. We're living on an oppressive system. So Judges chapter 9 lays the foundation for you to believe the little g. You got to be in bondage, a.k.a. Egypt. Then, while you're in bondage, you are oppressed. That leads to depress, which leads to possess. Oppressed, cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. Depressed, lowering of your mental state, lowering of your mental state, your spirit. Push it down. To make room for what? Possess. Now the cosmogrator to freaking walk in, and the cosmogrator is sitting in his seat at the soul. That's that little voice you hear in your head that say, Brother Will don't know what he's talking about. That's that little voice that says, let me debate, because Brother Will said a word that I don't like. As they listen to the frequency that I'm coming in and listen to my freaking intention. And you should know, I don't have no ill will or no intent. What is my intention for today's show, brother? What is my intention for today's show? So I can get paid? It's a freaking free show. What is my intent? I could be doing 1,000 other things with my time, but I'm sitting here on Blog Talk Radio every day at 12 noon for an hour. What is my intentions? I'm trying to share my mistakes with you so that you don't make the same freaking mistake. You think I'm trying to con you? Are you serious? I'm a great consman. If I wanted to con you, man, trust me, you would be conned. Judges chapter 6, verse 9 says, I delivered you, but you went back. You came out of Egypt and you went back to Egypt. I did too. That's how we got here on this dimension. I delivered you from the hands of the Egyptians and from the hands of your oppressors and depossessed them before you. The Bible says you've been depossessed. So how did you get repossessed? Oh, I know. Yeah, you were depossessed, but now you are repossessed. Because remember, they leave, and then it says in Matthew, 7 more worse than the one that left, come back. Now you are repossessed. What do you mean, Brother Will? Let's continue. Judges chapter 6, verse 9. This is how you got the little g that's running your life. I delivered you out of the hands of Egypt, from the hands of your oppressors, and I depossessed you before you and gave you their land. Mental. So God gave you how the possession took place. How do I know what I teach? Because God gave me the method that led to my possession. So I reverse engineer what got me into Egypt, and I share it with you. You have that same ability. That's how you take your mess, turn it into your message. That's what you're supposed to be doing with your life. But you chose, because you're paranoid or paranoid like me, to do something else. So you have no power. Because you're not christened, you're not Christ, you're operating outside of the office that gives you the power to fulfill that office. And as long as you don't become authentic and get in your freaking office, you have no power, and you in Egypt, you are possessed. By who? Well, let's find out. Judges chapter 6, verse 10. Judges chapter 6, verse 10. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live. So the Amorites, who's the God of the Amorites? Oh, you don't want to know that. But you have not obeyed me. Then, verse 11, so the gods of the Amorites, who are the gods of the Amorites, brothers, sisters? Verse 11, then the angel of the Lord came and sat upon the oak that was in Oprah. Anybody ever heard of Oprah? That's somebody named Oprah. Which belonged to Joash, the Amorites, and his son Gideon. Was beating out wheat in the winepress in order to save it for the Midian. So my question to you is, who is the God of the Amorites in whose land you live? So you've been possessed by the God of the Amorites. But Brother Will, come on, man. That sounds like a stretch, bruh. Okay. Let's go to Judges chapter 10. Let's flip the script. Let's find out who the little G's are. Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Let's start with verse 9. Judges chapter 10, verse 9. I meant 5. Judges chapter 10, verse 5. And Jar died and was buried in Kamon. Then the sons of Israel did again evil in the sight of the Lord. They served Baals and Ashtoreth. Now, I know you heard of Easter or Ashtoreth. And Please write this down. Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Now, we already got the God of Amorite. We need to find out who that is. You don't know? Email me. I'll see you in the show. So the God of the Amorites and Baal and Ashtaroth and the God of Amron, A-R-A, Amron. Now, in your brain, you have a ram, a Amron. It's called Aaron's ram or Aaron's horn in your brain. The gods of Amron, the gods of Sidon, S-I-D-O-N, the gods of Moab, the gods of the sons of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. Thus they forsook the Lord and did not serve him. Verse 7, then the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the sons of Ammon. You've been sold, brother. You've been sold. So now what's that mean, though? Now remember, the Bible is X and S. Outside meaning, that's what we're talking about here. But what's the inside meaning? The inside meaning, New Living Translation. And the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord. They served the images of Baal and Ashtaroth and the gods. That word for images, my anointed brother. What's that word for images, my educated sister? Pixels, pictures, imagination. Imagination. So your soul is mentioned in all of these scriptures that I just read. Your mind, your will, your emotion, imagination, and your intellect is inside of the verses that I just read. And one of these gods, or all of them, you serve. Baal, Ashtaroth, Amron, Sidon, Moab, Ammon, Philistines. You will find that there are five gods mentioned in Judges 10:6. You will find that there are five dimensions mentioned in in Hebrews. Find that there are five elements. You will find that there are five Platonic sonnets. You will find that there are five letters in the Hashem. You will find that there are five levels or layers or elements inside of your DNA. You will find that you have five senses. You will find that there's a movie that was done by Bruce Willis way back in the day called The Fifth Element. And you will find that if you can figure out what they were trying to tell you back in freaking 70s or 80s, whenever they made that movie, that the fifth element is the key that they call plasma physics or the ether. That I have a book called Etheric, or the ether that's above the luminescence ether that you live in. There's another ether. There's another realm. That's the fifth element. And you will find spiritual intelligence is the ability to tap into the fifth element that doesn't exist on this freaking planet. Because all of these gods that I just mentioned, or these are all little g's that it talks about in the book of Hebrews, where the definition of the word God, it means a representative of or a vice regent. Now, God has vice regents. The devil has vice roys. Do you understand the difference? Everybody on earth, me, you, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, everybody is serving a vice roy or a vice regent. Everybody. You go from one to another. You go from one vice roy to a vice regent. Now, a vice regent, according to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, is somebody who is occupying the position. It is a deputy regent. It is a person who acts in the place of the ruler. Father, the minds of your people. It ain't the ruler. It's the person who's act in the place of the ruler. It's not the ruler. It's the person who acts like the ruler. It's not the ruler. It's the person who acts like the ruler. It is not the ruler. Now, I have no problem talking to the person who's acting like the ruler, but I just prefer to talk to the ruler. That's a vice regent. So what we got on earth is a vice regent. And what the enemy got is a vice roy. Now, a vice roy is a person appointed to rule a country or province. Appointed. The devil has legal jurisdiction over you, brother, because you allowed him to be your vice. How did you do that? Well, what I did was, I was a little kid, getting my ass whooped every day, and I said, I'm not taking no more whoopings, so I needed a vice. It's called a coping mechanism. So I picked up a brick, I picked up a bottle, I picked up a board, picked up a vice. What vice you got, brother? Oh, you got one. You may not remember getting it, but you got a vice. A vice is something that you use to turn, to change, to make you vicarious. Vice. Now, a vice allows you to perform an exercise or exorcism. A vice allows you to equalize the imagined perception. A vice allows you to be viscerary. Now, again, I'm already out of time, but I need you to really, really, really understand that this Latin word, it means substitute. It means deputy. Now, it means tutelary demon or genius. It means something that comes alongside of you that gives you the ability to do what? Your will. Over God's will. Remember, the only two decisions you got today. You're going to do your will, but how are you going to do your will? You need assistance. You need a coping mechanism so you can do whatever the blank you want to do. You don't want to do God's will because you don't need a viceroy or a vice regent to do God's will because God gives you the breath and he breathes for you. All you got to do is make your body available. He needs your body, not your ability. God does not need your ability, brother. Leave your intellect. Leave all of your stuff that you've learned out of school and your great intellect, your great ability to do A, B, C, and D. I know you're an awesome dude. Do that. God doesn't need your ability. He needs your availability. Are you mentally available? I don't think so. Because your brain is already occupied with all of these viceroys. And these vice regents. So until you get rid of, which is the whole purpose of the Clarinomics, is to get rid of the freaking limiting beliefs that are viceroys and vice agents and vice regents. Until you get rid of those, nobody can help you. Because they're sitting in the seat of your soul. They're acting like you. They're acting like God, but they are not God. So you got a viceroy or a vice regent. Guaranteed. And until you get rid of that, the breath of God has been manipulated. Some other entity is breathing for you. Some other entity is providing you and animating your body. That's why you get angry. That's why you're paranoid. The reason that you're paranoid is because, again, something is putting thoughts in your brain that are overrides metanoia with paranoia. So metanoia means... Meta means before. Noia means mind. So before the thought comes into my mind, I've already established the thought, which is, when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. So I get a letter in the mail that says, the IRS, we're going to come and take all of your stuff. Well, I've already, before I got the letter, I've already made up in my mind how I'm going to react. So when I get the letter, I don't give a, I'll tear it up and throw it in the trash. Why? If the IRS, remember, anything that the devil can put on me, God can take off. So if the IRS takes my stuff, that means God got me some new stuff. Any door that the devil can close, my God, the big G, can open. So therefore, I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. Now people look at me and they just say, "Dang, I don't understand this dude." Because he's in the belly of a whale. He's in the lion's den. Now, I don't know if you read the story of Daniel. Whether you believe it or not is irrelevant. But the construct, not the letters, that's paranoia. You're looking at the letters that's in the book. You say, well, a dude can't live in there with lions, brother. Forget the freaking letters, man. What's the moral of the story? Get your eyes off of the exterior and focus on the freaking interior. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So until you can have the mind of God, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. So until you can maintain the same frequency of God, brother, you're a paranoid schizophrenic. So is everybody else. We live in a freaking whole world full of paranoid schizophrenic. Everybody walking around paranoid. So until you can de-paranoid yourself, you have no spiritual intelligence. I know this is a hard message. It was a hard message for me, too. I know this stuff teaching. I still fall for it. Still fall for it. Because if I didn't fall for it, I wouldn't have no quote-unquote relationship problems. That's imaginary. There ain't no real demons. I don't have no relationship problems. I just freaking making them up. I don't have no money problems. I just make it up. I don't have no health problems. I'm just making it up. If God is my breath and my breather, what problems does God got? You think God got wealth problems? So that means somebody else is breathing for you, brother. Somebody else is breathing for you because it ain't God. It's not the God I serve. It's one of them little suckers that's in Judges that we just read about. It's the God of Ammon. It's the God of Sidon. See, they got problems. But the big G, he don't got no problems. So the big G sends down these little G's to see if you're going to settle for them. And if you settle for one of these little G's, the big G says, yeah, that sucker didn't. I knew he wasn't real. He was fake. So that's why you welcome in the vice. Now, remember, the vice cannot come in unless you invite it in. The viceroy or the vice regent, they can't. They have no power over you unless you give it to them. Well, I wanted to wrap this up tonight, brothers and sisters, man. You know, I got a little excited because, again, I got spirit when I'm in my purpose. So, therefore, I can talk all day, every day, 24-7, 365, nonstop when I'm in my lane. Because when I'm in my lane, I step outside of time. An hour flew by. Because why? Whenever you do purpose, this is how you know you're doing your purpose. Time doesn't exist. If you listen to the show and you watch it, damn, I wish Brother Will would help. This is not your calling, brother. It's okay. Find your lane. Get in it. Time doesn't exist. When you find your lane, you're outside of time, you're outside of space, you're outside of mass, you're outside of matter. Nothing else matters. When you find your lane, that's spiritual intelligence. That's spiritual maturity. Find it, oscillate in it, own it, master it. And no demon in hell can mess with you when you're in Christ, when you're standing in your office. You are fulfilled. You are given the power to fulfill that office. Nobody on earth can touch you. You are a lighthouse. You shine so bright that you blind the demons and you attract the angels. That's your ability that was given to you by your father, the big G. That is spiritual intelligence and spiritual maturity. Let us go on, brothers and sisters. Let us go on to perfection. I'm calling and I'm asking, if you're part of the Clarinomics Club, stop looking at what I'm saying and get in touch with what I'm feeling. Get in tune, brother. Get in tune, sister. Stop debating these little non-issues. And let's talk about the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I don't give a blank what vehicle you use. If you can sell chicken dinners, sell it with love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. If you write a new freaking IT program, write it with love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. If you start a freaking taxi cab service to replace Uber, do it with love, joy, peace. Show up at your job, brother. Show up at your job, sister. Show up in your relationship. Show up at the gym with love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Do that, and you are on the frequency of God. There is no demon on earth, under the earth, or in the earth that can freaking even look at you when you are oscillating and vibrating in your spiritual intelligence, because now you're one with the Father. You are an ambassador of Christ, and when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you'll fear no evil. Why? Because God is with you, vibrating as you, manifesting himself through you. We'll do a part three tomorrow. Y'all got me excited, man. Y'all got me all worked up. It's all y'all fault. Because if y'all, y'all wasn't listening, then I wouldn't be so excited. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, the animating principle of the body. May that, the animating principle of the body, the animating principle of the body, in spiritas, continue to breathe into you and breathe for you. And that breath, brother, that breath, sister, will lead you and will guide you. It will never, ever try to manipulate you or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.